Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 143. In this show, we're going to be talking about school versus Fluent Community and also some other competitors to school. School's really built a movement lately. It's really been pushed by a lot of influencers. We've got things to say. I've got my great co-host and a friend with me, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Annen. I own my own agency called Mañana No Mas, but also work directly with the great team over at WP Tonic.
Thank you, Kurt. Like I say, it should be a great show. It's really important to choose the right tool. We got a lot of knowledge. Should be a great show. We will be back in a few moments. Got a message from one of our major sponsors.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Are you ready to do our sponsorship message, Kirk, or would you rather leave that to the WP Tonic show?
We could leave that to the WP Tonic show because that's right on the screen.
Rightio. So I'm gonna tell you about something else, folks. We've got a great course done by Kirk. It's normally around $50, but you can get it for half price. Plus, if you sign up for the course, you can get a year's hosting with WP Tonic. It's a smashing deal. Plus, we got a list of special offers from the sponsors and a created list of the best WordPress technology. Save you a ton of time. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. That's where you get all the goodies, folks. So let's go straight into it. So, Kirk, had somebody book one of your great consultation sessions and they say, what should I go for, Kirk? Should I go for school or Fluent Community? Can you tell us, what would you say? What are some of the key things people got to know to start this conversation, Kirk?
This is such a jagged conversation to even have with any sense of real diplomacy. And you know, diplomacy is my strong suit, so I'm struggling here. There are use cases. I'm not going to lie. There's use cases where maybe I've got an example of a community that I want to plug into an online community, but it would really benefit from the association or the marketplace feel that school can provide, because it can group people together. You can search out things in school as a directory and get some exposure in that way. But man, soup to nuts, man. I don't see any advantage to not owning your content, to renting space on someone else's platform, or quite honestly, to subjecting your mission and message to the pre-existing mission and message that school puts forth, which is a little unsavory to me sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, folks. Do you want to build your business on somebody else's platform, or do you want the most control over your business? That's the key number one. Key number two, I think school have done an amazing job of marketing their platform. And it's not surprising because the founder, Sam Ovens, based in New Zealand, he was the guy that would teach you how to become a 6 to 7 figure consultant. He owns consulting.com. He died, still owns it, but he kind of pulled away from it. He started school. I think even him was finding it hard to get traction. But then Alex Hormozi became one of the major investors in it. And with Alex, money and brand recognition, he is controversial in his own right, but he also is no idiot. Neither of them are idiots. I have, I won't say worries, but it's not exactly my cup of tea, but you can't deny their success, can you not?
No, and that's the one piece of inspiration that I take away from a project like School is I go back to like, it's like the stories of like Amazon. You know, Jeff Bezos started selling used books out of his garage. Like there are opportunities still left in the tech space that you can fill a space. You can find a need, fill a need. You can market yourself and you can get ahead. School is a great example of like, maybe it was around for a while. It was floundering for a little bit, but then all of a sudden, boy, it really just started to pick up speed. And now there's a ton of people using this platform. So it goes to show you that there are ways to come out with products. There are ways to come out with communities. There are ways to come out with different, you know, in different tribes and find success. It's just, I think sometimes the pathways to that success for other creators isn't as clear as the people that made the success journey themselves to provide it.
Yeah. I think the other factor is they have provided a kind of what it's not quite the language which I'm going to use probably isn't totally correct, but they provided an element of marketplace very similar to what Substack and Beehive have done in the newsletter space. Substack, we've covered it on this show, I think it was last week, a little bit. It's really popular with writers, reporters, authors that are trying to build a community. They've expanded the features. But its key thing is that it will recommend your newsletter in other newsletter feeds that are on that platform. And the same with Beehive. You can pay, and I think it's the same way in StreamYard, I'm not totally sure, but in Beehive, you can actually give a commission if somebody promotes your newsletter on the Beehive platform. And they got a unique link. And if they sell a paid subscription, that they will get a percentage. And that's also what School has done. How effective that is in reality, I don't know. What do you reckon?
I'm sorry, I kind of got a little bit lost in what you're... I was focusing on something else. And that was, I keep going back to this with these platforms, Jonathan, is the lack of design freedom. When you, even when you look at the most popular channels on School, yeah, they all kind of look like, well, they look like a Buddy Boss website to me. I mean, they're kind of formatted like all the courses, all the lessons have the same appearance. And I can see how School is getting ahead by offering the service, but I struggle to see how individual creators are able to set themselves apart within the marketplace. Because if all the appearance is generally the same, it really does fall upon where you fall in the directory and how you get promoted by School to the average viewer.
Well, I think it's got elements of Unami about it, hasn't it? Also, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know, that same kind of thing, yeah.
It's Unami with a bit of Substack. It's that kind of setup. It's a Patreon. It's, you know, if you're from WordPress, you're used to be able to customize the change. So its strength is the ability of its founder and its major investor and their ability to get enormous crew of YouTube, TikTok, all over the internet of influencers to talk about School. to push school. They've just done an amazing, amazing job on it, haven't they?
Yeah. Driving back to your statement, though, where you were talking about Substack a little bit and then kind of blending it with my statement, Substack is attractive in its plainness because it's focused on textual content and presentation of just that, just a real simple that context. But when you get into the e-learning space is meant to be, multimedia kind of driven. You're going to have text, you're going to have audio, you're going to have video, you're going to have. And so just because of its nature in that way, you're going to want, as a creator, you would want a way to differentiate yourself with that level of content. And I just don't see that ability in the school platform.
No, that's its major weakness. They charge a flat fee. You can run free courses or paid courses. They're still going to charge you $99 a month. And then they charge a 2.9 on top of what Stripe charges.
Yeah.
So it's going to be around 6% on top with the Stripe and what they're charging. And you're going to be charged $99 per month. And you can run free courses. They encourage you in a lot of their training material to do that, but they still get their $99. Let's move on to Fluent Community. From the Fluent family, we love them. Jules, they've got a great library now of some fantastic WordPress solutions. And we use a lot of them at WP Tonic, and I know you do. It's moved on rapidly. How long since they first had their public launch?
I think it's only a year and a half.
It's gone so quick. They have moved on the public. They have moved on the product considerably. It used to have its own look, and it didn't really adapt to what theme or starter builder you were using. It now does. And it works with the majority of the major page builders in the WordPress space. And it's just, I just love it. What do you think about it, Kurt?
Well, it's interesting because I literally just before this call was texting with someone in the space, another agency owner, and they were trying to work with a different community plugin. And I said, hey, why haven't you looked at Fluent Community yet? And the response was, Fluent has a community thing? And I was like, yeah, they do. And it was just an instant great fit. You know, it was like as soon as they saw it, they were like, oh, it's lightweight. It does this. It does that. I can, you know, to have membership restrictions. I can keep people out. I can let people in. You know, how do you choose to do that? Like, what's your membership tool? But it's just such a great tool, Jonathan. It's if you want forums, you want discussion groups, you want a news feed, you want people to be able to talk to each other. Fluent Community allows you to do all that.
Yeah, they've got this metaphor spaces. It's got elements of Word, of Facebook in it, in how spaces works. The main thing before Fluent Community, the only thing you could recommend was BuddyBoss. And I just can't recommend BuddyBoss. If you need everything and you've made your mind up and you're committed to BuddyBoss, we can set you up on that. And we've got a few clients using it and they're happy. I think the other problem with BuddyBoss is that their app, which they still do and they still push, it never works. Totally properly. That's what I heard from a lot of people. But I have got a couple of clients where it seems to have worked. So I might be unfair there. But I'm just going by third party comments. A lot of people were very disappointed with the app. But what do you reckon? You think I've been a bit unfair there?
I know a few people where the app works just fine, but there were stumbling blocks in getting it launched. Getting it to configure different elements of the site. And imagine, you know, they've got their challenge in front of them too. It's one thing when a creator has a website with BuddyBoss in it. It's another thing when they have a website with BuddyBoss and the CRM and a shopping cart and a this. It adds complexity. And people had stumbling blocks in making these multi-layered complex websites conform to a mobile presentation. I have seen people go through the stumbling blocks and then experience some success. But I always hesitate with this one, Jonathan, and I want to just give this a little bit of space. That mobile app is not free by any stretch of the imagination, and it's not cheap. And so
the story is cheap compared to some of the other offerings.
Oh, it's cheap having a custom app built for yourself, but it's in terms of profitability, you need to have an existing membership and existing revenue before you opt for these.
I think I might be right about this. I haven't checked the prices lately. It's about $2,000 to get it up and running, folks. And then I think it's between $150 to $200 a month. And it's white labeled. You don't have any of their branding on it. And compared to some of the other solutions out there, they offer a lower level to get started, but it's got all the branding on it. And then if you don't want the branding, it becomes very expensive very quickly. But I think Fluent hasn't got that. But for the ease of setup, for the server demand, it's one of the best products now if you want to commute. And I think it's one of the best products generally, isn't it, in that space?
I think so. I want to give BuddyBoss a fair shake.
Yeah.
And that is, if you use BuddyBoss, you want to use the BuddyBoss theme and you want to conform to the BuddyBoss ecosystem. When you do that, if you like the design, you're in like Flint because it's great. Like I really like the way the courses and the lessons lay out. I like the blog layout. I mean, I like what the theme does to the content. However, I've had a lot of clients set it all up and initially be in love with it, and then 6 months or a year later want to make substantial design changes.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of locked in with this theme if you want to get the full featured effects of the community features. You kind of have to use these tools.
You don't want to start customizing those elements.
Yeah.
It's a road to madness based on my experience, but there we go.
And because of that experience, Jonathan, that's what drives me to be a fan of the Fluent community product. It's only because we as agencies see the future with the client and we say, even if you're happy with this, a year from now, you're going to want to change something and you're going to wish you were on something else.
Yep. I think it's time for us to have our break. We're going to be looking at some of the competitors to both School and Fluent community. It's been a great first half. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. It's been a great first half. Also want to point out, we've got some great special offers from the sponsors of the show. To get these great deals, all you have to do is go over to WP Tonic.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today.
So there's a number of kind of quasar competitors. One that's really popular is Circle.io. If somebody was asking you about Circle.io, what would you say about it, Kurt?
I have used Circle as the agency in charge of it, and I've also used it as like a member, right? So no admin rights whatsoever, just a member signing in and commenting. And you know what? I'm not going to give them a bad shake at all, Jonathan. It's a clean interface. It works well. It does have some integrations into the WordPress space a little bit. They really do try. However, these SaaS platforms, Circle, School, Udemy, some of the other things we've mentioned, they also, for the creator, become like these unbelievable tools for spam. And so Circle's one of these where if you sign up for Circle or if you're the administrator for Circle, you're going to get an inordinate amount of spam where people are going to try to sell you services to improve your Circle community. It's just one of the downfalls of being in that space.
Yeah, I think it's a good product. I think the main thing is that I'm correct that most people, they have the main website and they run Circle on a subdomain.
Subdomain, yeah. Just map a subdomain to it and it flies along.
Yeah, and as long as you do that, you're going to be happy because they don't provide a website builder, do they?
I don't believe so.
No, they just save what they offer it. Yeah.
This is it. This is the package.
Yeah, and it works, doesn't it?
It works well.
And they do offer an app, folks. The app, you can get the app and it works fine. It's white labeled, but they do offer a non-white label, but that's between $15,000 to $25,000, right? Unami, a totally different animal, really. I was hesitant to put it in the list because it's such an animal, but I think a lot of people will ask you, but the reality is it's a total different animal. What would you say, Kurt?
I'm pretty sure you just added this to the list to see if I would say something spicy or not. This is one of my least favorite platforms on the internet. I did it as a sample test. I work with a lot of LMSs. I mean, from Moodle to custom applications to LearnUpon to getting a course on Udemy is not a user-friendly experience. You know, you have to load this up, load that up. You have to submit things. You have to apply for approval. Lots of hoops to jump through to get your content up. And then as soon as they publish your course, that's when the spam starts. Being involved in a Udemy site created more spam for me than any other project I've ever worked on.
Yeah, you're saying you're getting all these experts.
I still get them. It's 2 years later. I still get spam from that project. And it was just an experiment to see how it would go. Like I said, the user experience in their platform with loading up the courses and the lessons. And I mean, when you compare that to the course builder and say Lifter LMS or LearnDash, it's easily 4 or 5 times more confusing and difficult.
It just shows you, doesn't it? But they got something, they've been in business over 10 years and they produced a marketplace for courses, didn't they?
The marketplace is attractive, Jonathan, and let's just be super upfront and honest. You can get started for no money in.
Yeah. Right?
That's super attractive to people. Like, hey, I can sample a course. I don't have to pay for anything to sample the course to see if I could get an audience on it. There is a marketplace where they'll recommend my course if it hits certain criteria to be in the recommendation algorithm. But on the surface, when a new course creator is searching for a platform to try their content, Udemy is attractive on the surface. It's just once you sign up for your account and you start building your course in there, you start realizing, man, I'm in kind of deep on something. This is kind of confusing. And then, like I said, the interface was just kind of clunky to me. And then once I actually published the course, after it was approved and finally published, the amount of spam that came from, I mean, countries all over the world spamming me, which tells you it must be fairly popular. It must be fairly successful or it wouldn't have that many spammers in the space. But it was an inordinate amount of spam.
Rightio. On to the next one, Mighty Networks. What would you say about Mighty Networks?
This is a weird one. This is another one for me, Jonathan, where the main product actually works. So I really can't fault the product. I've just never been drawn to it. If I had to juggle a couple of tennis balls and figure out which one I was going to use, Circle or Mighty Networks, chances are I'd be in Circle.
Yeah.
It's just a preference for me. Again, Mighty Networks, it works. So not the end of the world. And I didn't even really think the pricing was too crazy on it.
No, it isn't. It offers a lot of functionality. It's kind of, there's a lot of overlap, folks. It used to be more specialized, but all the main players are now in everybody's garden or yard. and they're really encroaching a bit into Kajabi, and Kajabi's encroaching in Mighty Network. Mighty Network, until Circle arrived, really, there was other players, and they're still out there, but until Circle appeared, it was Buddy Boss or Mighty Networks. But now with Circle, I think if I wasn't going to, and I wouldn't, unless I really wanted everything that Buddy Boss had to offer, it would be Fluent Community all the way. But if I wasn't prepared to use WordPress, it would be Circle. I personally wouldn't use Mighty Networks, but they do offer a page builder. This is the main thing. You can have your website, your marketing optimization. It isn't as good as Kajabi. They do an app, not white labeled, and that's 25 to 35,000 plus if you want a white labeled app. But they've got the page builder that you can build the whole website. It's not a fantastic page builder, but it's not terrible either. Everything in it is, they've cleaned the interface up. It's still a bit of a little bit of a mess, in my opinion. It's not that easy to get your head around it, but it's not terrible either. But I think as a one, that's why people are attracted to it. If they're looking for all-in-one solution, yeah, that has community elements. Buddy Boss, shall we say anything? Or I think we've covered Buddy Boss, really. Anything else you want to add to it?
We've kind of covered the Buddy Boss thing. I think it's still notable, like, to talk about price just a little bit. Like Mighty Networks, if you go month to month, which is what I tend to look at, that's like $229 a month, I think. And then, so if I start looking at that from a Buddy Boss perspective or from some other tools in the WordPress space perspective, I have a hard time justifying the expense to be on someone else's platform.
Yeah, do you know what Circle's charging?
Offhand, I do not. It was around $149.
I'm looking there. I'm looking. It starts at $89, and then the most popular is $199. Mm. Not ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
But like I say, if you're looking for a website builder and everything else, that's what I think Mighty Network appeals. And it's been around a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been around a long time. And I just want to reiterate, like, it does work. I've never had anyone voice an opinion to me that said, oh, I don't like the platform. It doesn't work. It goes down. It glitches at this, at that. The system works. It does what you need it to do. You can successfully grow a community in there. It's just not my preference, the way that it's set up in the interface.
Yeah. And lastly, we've got Kajabi. Kajabi, about over a year ago, it might be 2 years, bought a startup company that had a community platform. And they integrated it into Kajabi. I've not used the community parts of Kajabi. And it's the Swiss Army knife, you know. It's seen as if you want everything, it's got a better interface. They've constantly improved the interface. It's got fantastic documentation, video training, and does marketing optimization. You can build your whole website, and it's got these community elements as well. So what was your thoughts on Kajabi?
We voiced it before. I'll say it again. I used to hate it. I did. I just used to. I had a couple of clients that were playing around in Kajabi when I was, you know, mainly working with Lifter LMS, and I just always hated having to go into the back end of their account and try and help them solve some kind of a problem or issue, because Kajabi was very disconnected from the back end to the front end. It was really difficult to figure out, this content here looks like this over here. It's gotten so much better. And I think the user interface, or maybe the familiarity with it, has really taken the edge off. But if we're going to be in a non-WordPress world, then to me, Kajabi with the features for what it costs is probably one of the best things going.
Yep. So your final thoughts. What would I don't know how to end it really.
The final thought is this, Jonathan. It's we're talking about these SaaS platforms and we're talking about renting space on someone else's thing and what would be the tool you would pick if you couldn't. But that's not the case. The case is, you know, WP Tonic is great hosting, comes with the tools to make these types of sites. I think for the average listener and viewer, it comes down to use case. Like, for instance, if I am in an atmosphere like school where I know that I'm going to physically, financially benefit from being part of their marketplace, well, then maybe that's an opportunity to go that way. But if the marketplace isn't my main draw, and I know that I've got a good product and I know that I've got my own community already, there is no way that I would look at something other than WordPress, Hosting Plus with WP Tonic, getting the tools that I need, having it configured, and launching my product.
Yeah, I think, and it's understandable that people are really influenced by Alex and influenced by a whole group of influencers that are getting really well paid with the affiliate income they're making.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with this, but you've got to understand why they're pushing it so much. And it's not a bad platform. It's just that I don't think the marketplace, you're still going to have to do all the marketing. You know, you're the one that has to build the audience. They're not being on school isn't going to build the audience, is it?
That's where that marketplace comes in. If you don't have an audience or a following at all, at least if your product gets added to a marketplace, you might be able to scrape some users off of that.
You might.
But that to me, that takes me back to the Udemy example I gave you, Jonathan. In the Udemy example, I was one project of literally tens of thousands of other projects. And what are the chances that my project is going to come up on the first page of someone's search? If you're new to the game, you're not going to be at the top of the search. You know, Alex Hormozi and his friends are going to be at the top of the search. And that's just the hard reality of the school of hard knocks in this online world. I honestly think that if you're going to be, so I'm part of a marketing networking group. And there's a few people in there that are school enthusiasts and they jump into the Slack channel and school this and school that. And did you see the latest live with Alex on Tuesday and all these things? And it's cool to be excited about something. But when push comes to shove, what puts revenue in my wallet? And that's owning my platform, owning my content and creating my own audience.
Yeah, I think that's fantastically put. I think it's a good place to stop. So, Kirk, what's the best place for people to maybe book a consultation with you and find out more about you?
Mananomamas.com. You can just click the link and schedule a break the ice kind of meeting and we'll see what we can do for each other.
And if you're looking for a great host and a lot more for your community or for your membership website, have a look at what WP Tonic's got to offer. We've got a ton of value, a load of experience, and we make it easy to build your business and be successful on WordPress. We will be back next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.